Okay, Malachim Beis, Perek Tes, as we continue our journey through Jewish history, through Tanakh, which is not as a history book, but it's a Sifrei Nevuah, history of Nevuah, and we have the story of Elisha continuing to fulfill what Elio had commanded him. In this parak, we have the downfall, finally, the beginning of the downfall of the house of Achav. Hashem had told Elio prakim ago that Achav and his family was going to be decimated because of what he did to all the Nevi'im and all of what he did to Navos. And then Achav did a little bit of tshuva, and therefore it didn't happen in his lifetime, but now it's happening in his son's and his grandson's lifetime. So what happens, Elisha calls one of the Nevi'im over and says, gird your loins, get ready, take some oil, and go to Ramos Gilad. And you'll go there, and you will appoint Yehu ben Yehoshaphat ben Nimshi to be the king of Yisrael, right, taking over the house of Achav's position. In the previous parak, we had Elisha appointing Hazael of Aram, the enemy from the outside, that was going to take care of Yehoram, and now it's the enemy from the inside, the second part of what Hashem had told Elio to do, appointing Yehu. So he goes to Yehu, he goes to the camp, he takes some oil with him, and he is told to go there by Elisha, but Elisha tells him, do it in private, and right after you do it, run away. Because if Yehoram hears about it, that Yehu is going to be the next king of Yisrael, then he's going to have your head. So that's what he does. He goes, he takes the oil, he comes to the group, and he says, I have a message. And Yehu says, who do you have to speak to? And he says, I have to speak to you. So he takes him in private, he pours oil on his head, he says, Komar Hashem, Hashem says, you will be the next king of Israel, you will wipe out the house of Achav, and you will take revenge because of what Achav and Izebel did to Am Yisrael. V'nasadis beis Achav k'beis Yeravam, it'll be destroyed like the house of Yeravam, the house of Basha, and Izebel as well, the wicked wife of Achav, will be killed and eaten by the dogs, and he runs out. Yehu goes out now back to his friends, and they say, no, what happened? What did that guy say? He says, nothing, nothing, nothing. He says, no, he said something, tell us. And Yehu says, okay, fine, he said that I'm going to be the next king of Israel. And all of a sudden, they accept him as the king very quickly. They trust that's what's going to be. They blow shofar, and they say, Malach Yehu. And what happens? Now it's time for him to start being the king, or acting like a king. He goes to a Yehoram, is sick and trying to recuperate from the attack that he suffered in Aram, as we learned in the last parak, and it just so happens to be that Ahazyahu, the king of Yehuda, is also there, who also is going to be punished. He's visiting him, his cousin, because we know that he married into Achav's family, and they come, and they are marching there. They are seen from the outside. They send messengers to know, is he coming in peace? Is he coming in peace? He doesn't say a word. He comes there, and as they get closer, they realize that it is Yehu that is coming, and he does not look like he is coming in peace. They try to run away. Yehu takes an arrow, and he shoots Yehoram, I'm sorry, he shoots, Yehoram Melech Yisrael, the son of Achav, and he is shot between the shoulders, and the arrow goes right into his heart, and he dies on the spot. His body is thrown into none other than the field of Navos. That's exactly where he was killed, and that's where Hashem said that his blood will lie in the field, Mida Kenegan Mida, and that's even noted by Yehu, because Yehu knew, and he knew of the Nevuah of Elio, that his family was going to be killed here. And then, after that, Ahazyahu is running away, they catch up to Ahazyahu, the king of Yehuda, and he is also killed. So the two kings are now finished with, and Yehu is the one that is left. Then Yehu has some unfinished business yet still. He goes back to Yisrael, and he goes to Izebel. Izebel is still alive at the time. She tries to dress up. She tries, looks out the window, and she tries to maybe seduce. And Yehu is there, and she says, everything okay? Hashalom, Zimri Oregaduna, very interesting phrase we'll have to talk about. She looks out, and Yehu looks up and says, who's there with me? As if to say, who's on my side? And there's some officers say, we're here, and he says, push her out the window. She gets pushed out the window, she dies on the spot, and she is left there. Eo goes inside to have a suda, and he says, oh, you know what? You know what? Izebel is from royalty, from the other nations, so we might as well bury her. They go out, and there's nothing really left of her body. The dogs have taken it already. Pretty graphic. The only things that are left are her hands and her feet that she did a little bit of mitzvahs with. That's exactly what Hashem said the prophecy would be after she has killed so many prophets, so many Ovdei Hashem, even after Elio Bahar Carmel. She is the reason why that didn't make more of an impression on her husband, Achav, and on the rest of Klal Yisrael. Okay, another parak. Malchus Yisrael on the way down, but it's really a fulfillment. It's a parak that we learn about Nida Keneged Mida. Kadosh Baruch Hu is in charge, and even if it's generations later, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to make sure that everybody gets their schar and everybody gets their onesh. So we begin the parak now with Elisha. Elisha Hanavi Karav Achad Mibnei Hanaviim. As we mentioned in the previous, he has two appointments to make. Chazal was in the last parak, and now he has another appointment. Elisha calls to one of the Bnei Hanaviim, which Rashi quotes Chazal as Yonah. Yonah was one of his Talmidim. Yonah, according to Chazal, was the one that lost his axe in the water earlier, the axe head, and he brought it up for him. Vayomelo Chagor Masech. Elisha says, get ready, I'm sending you on a mission. Elisha Pashas didn't go himself because he didn't want to make. Everybody knew who Elisha was. If he's going to Yehu, they're going to know something's up. He sends Yonah, who was an unknown at the time. Chagor masnecha, v'kach pachashem and azeb yadecha. Take this oil, go to Ramos Gilad, because you are going to, u're'esham yeo ben Yehoshaphat ben Nimshi, u'vasava kimosa mitoch echab. You will uplift him. You will lift him up from amongst his brothers, ve'heveta osa cheder b'cheder. You go into a private room and you'll do exactly what I say. What did he need oil for? Why was there oil? So the Gemara says in Maseches Krisus that oil is only used for Malchus Beis David, for Malchus Yehuda. So why was he using oil? Ask the Gemara in Krisus, Hema Beis, Malchus Beis David Moshchin Vein Malchi Yisrael Moshchin. Right? Why? Because it says by David, Kum Mashcheu Ki Zehu. He should be anointed. Zeh Ton Mashicha Vein Acher Ton Mashicha. Nobody else gets Mashicha. So why was he anointed here? Why was Yehu anointed here? It wasn't real anointment, says the Gemara. It was because there was machlokes, so there was some type of anointment needed, but it wasn't real anointment. It was what's called Shemen Afar Simon. The Radak quotes this Gemara right here. Below Shemen Lo Hashemen Amishcha Kiloha Yushmoshchen Bo'al Malchut Beis David Ela Shemen Afar Simon. It was a fake type of oil, and that's what the Rambam says. The Rambam in Hilchas Malachim, when he talks about Malchus David HaMelech in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Malachim, he talks about the uniqueness of David. Kiva Shenimshach David Zacha Bekeser Malchus. V'hari HaMalchus Lo Ulubonav HaZacharim Akshirim Ad Olam. Eternity, it never leaves Malchus, it never leaves David HaMelech's family. Ava Bishalo Zacha El Akshirim V'lo Tikros HaMalchus Bizera David Olam. Etc. But then the Rambam says, Navi Shehemid Malach Mishar Shifte Yisrael. If there is a Navi that appoints a king from the other Shvatim, and that's the only way that there could be a Melech appointed from the other Shvatim. That's the Ramban's long comment in Parshas Vayechi, where he says that was a problem with the Chashmonaim. They won the war, but then they should have stepped aside. They were Kohanim. They didn't have a Navi at that time that appointed them to be Malachim, so only David HaMelech. So, but if there is ever a Navi that appoints, V'haya Oso HaMelech Olech V'darchei HaTorah, V'haMitzvah, V'nilcham Elchamos Hashem, and he is a Navi that follows the Torah and Mitzvos, and he fights the wars of Hashem, Harei Zeh Melech. He has the status of a king. V'chol mitzvahs ha-malchus noheges bo. And all the mitzvahs of a melech apply to him. Af al pi she'ikar ha-malchus le-David. V'yeh mi-bon ha-melech. Even though the ikar is David ha-melech, but he will have the status of a king. Where do you see that? Shaharei, the Rambam gives one example. Achiyah ha-shiloni hamid Yeravam. The original, the first king of Malchus Yisrael of up north, Yeravam ben Nevat, was appointed. But he was told, if you listen, if Shemua Tishma has Asher Atzavek of Achulu, Avinisi l'chabayis neman kasher banisi, L'David Avdi. But because he didn't follow, that is why it was removed. But the Radvaz says it's not only Yeravam. The Radvaz says, Zemavur menakasuv, Vitzorach Shieh Betzivu Yashem, Kasher Amar, Kasher Haya Maisa Dachia Shiloni, Ve Elisha Shemashach Es Yehu Ben Nimshi. As we have right here, that is the other example. But again, it's not real oil that is used. It is Shemen Afar Simon, because the Shemen HaMishcha is only for David HaMelech. What's the difference between the Shemen HaMishcha and the Shemen Afar Simon? So there is a beautiful thought that's mentioned by the Musar HaNeviim, Rabbi Ginsburg, in his commentary on this Gemara, where he says, "V'achiluk shebein malchus beis David l'malchus Yisrael hu bazeh shemalchus beis David yesh la kedusha v'bnei shenimshu b'shemen hamishcha. Shemen hamishcha is kadosh, and it has inherent kedusha, and that's why it's used to anoint malchus beis David, which also has inherent kedusha. They are malachim forever. Kedushas haguf lo pakeh bichdi. Malchus Yisrael, they don't have kedusha eternally. If they deserve it, great. If not, not. Shein ba kedusha ki ib gedula bilvad." Eini miskayemes la'olam elafisha. It's temporary, and that's why you didn't use the Shemen HaMishcha. And that's why there's also a halacha of Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara El Malchus Beis David Bilvad. Only David HaMelech and his family are allowed to sit in the Azara. Why? She Malchus Beis Yehuda, Sheish Behem Kedusha, Efshel Lehem Leishev B'Makam Sheish Bo Kedusha. Ava Malchus Beis Yisrael, Sheim Behem Kedusha, Einem Hashem Leishev B'Makam Shel Kedusha. No one else is allowed to because they don't have permanent Kedusha. And that's why it wasn't the real oil that was used. So that's what Elisha tells Yonah. Go take the oil to Ramos Gilead. Come there, take Yehu in private, and v'lakachta pach Hashemen, v'yatzakta al rosha, you should pour it, v'yamarta kamar Hashem mishachticha l'melech al Yisrael. Hashem says that I am making you the king. Don't think that this is your own doing. Hashem is anointing you. Ufasachta adelas v'nasta v'lotachake. Then run, because you don't want any problems. Even though shluchim mitzvah in and izalkin, but don't take any chances. Vayelach hanar, hanavi, Ramos Gilead, the na'ar, who is the na'ar of the navi, the Malbim says, the double lashon is that he received his own nevuah at the time, what to say, even more that Elisha told him. Vayavo v'inei sarayach al yoshvim, all the officers are sitting, it happens to be the officers are all here, not with the king. The king, Yehoram, is elsewhere, and all of his officers are here, they're separated. And vayomer davar li elecha asar, he says to Eliyahu, I have to tell you something. Yehu acts humbly. El mimi kulanu. Who do you want to speak to? Vayomer elecha asar. I need to speak to you. Takes him into the house. Vayiko shemen al rosho. Vayomer lo. Kamar Hashem elokei Yisrael. Mishaticha lemelech al Am Hashem el Yisrael. Again, repeating the Am Hashem. Repeating Kamar Hashem. The Malbim says he's alluding to him that everything you do, you're going to massacre fellow Jews, but it's only because Hashem said it. Don't let it go to your head. You are just a pawn. You are just a kli that Hashem is using. V'ki says, "Beis achav adunecha v'nikamti d'mei avadai hanavim v'd'mei kol avdei Hashem yarizevel." And you will take revenge for all the blood that has been spilled of the nevi'im and all the avdei Hashem that Izevel has wiped out. V'avad kol beis achav. Nobody is going to be left because this is a revenge for what has been done. Even though, the Achronim point out, even though there is one, Atalia Basachav is left, there are various answers given. All the brothers, as we'll see in the next parak, they're all going to be wiped out. There's one girl, you could say only the males. There are other answers given, but that is the general promises that they're all going to be wiped out. The third house to be totally obliterated in Malchi Yisrael, Yeravam Basha, and is soon to be Achav. V'as Yizevel Yachlu Aklavim. Again, he repeats the nevuah that was said earlier to Achav and Yizevel, B'chelik Yisrael, V'ein Kover, there will not be any burial. V'yiftach Adelos V'yanos, he runs out. Good. V'yeo Yatzel Avdei Adonav, V'yeo Yeo goes out. V'yomer Lo HaShalom, Madua Ba HaMeshuga Hazeh Elecha. And they say, HaShalom, and they say, why did this Meshuga come? Unbelievable. The word Meshuga. V'yomer Aleihem, Atem Yidatem Ezeish V'sicha. Yeah, he was just talking. Why did they call him Meshuga? Why? So the Radak says, maybe it was an insult. Maybe it was an insult. But maybe it was an insult that was covering over a reality. We know, says the Radak, that when a Navi Emes gets a Nevuah, he loses his faculties. Shepa'amim ba'eis ha-Nevuah ha'im in hagam kemo ha-Meshuga. V'sheyotza midaito. Like it says in Shmuel Aleph, he quotes, v'yifsho gam hu begadav. V'sheyesh lahem bitol ha-hargashos v'ha-kochos ha-nafshios. They lose their faculties. U'b'nei Yisrael ha-ra'im. Shayadaitem v'liba machar abal. But the old Avodah Zarah knew this. They just called the Meshuga, oh, you're crazy. Even though it was a good crazy when you get Nevuah. And the Rambam writes this. The Rambam in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, where he talks about the differences between Moshe Rabbeinu and the other Nevi'im, he says, all Nevi'im, besides Moshe, they lose their faculties. He realizes that he is someone that is not as he used to be. The kulan kishem isnabim evareim mizdazim. Their limbs shake. The koach haguf koshel. He becomes weak. The eshtonoseya mistarfos. The tishayer hadeya pinuya lahavin mashetireh. And he quotes, like it says by Abraham, as he quotes from Daniel, that's all, and that's why possibly they were insulting him because he was a Navi, but that's exactly maybe the point. Another reason maybe why they say that they called him Meshuga is that he ran in here, he didn't even like say hello to them, he just said, I have a message. And maybe that's where the Rambam gets a different line from. The Rambam in Hilchos Deos, Rambam, when he's talking about proper behavior, He says in Perek Hey Halacha Ches as follows: Lo Yelach Tamar Chacham Bekom Ezekufa V'Garo Natui Ka'ayin. He should Tamar Chacham shouldn't walk with his shoulders up, looking like very arrogant. V'Lo Yalach Eikev Besad Godel Benachas, or he shouldn't walk with his face to the ground. Kamo Anashim V'Gasei Ruach Ka'ay Ka. Ancient Emar Halofa Tafofa Chulu Velo Yaretz Bereshus Harabim VeYinag BeShigaon. Don't run in the street and act like Shigaon. Maybe he got it from this pasuk. Maybe he got it from this pasuk because right, he calls it Mishuga, and maybe that's why they called him Mishuga. Either way, they say, what do you say? So he says nothing, nothing. Vayomer, they say Sheker Hagin Alano. No, you're lying. Tell us. He told you something. Vayomer, and he says okay. Kazos veKazos Amar LeLeimar. This is what he told me. Karmar Hashem Mishachticha LeMelech Yisrael. You are going to be the king. Vayamaru, and in a blink of an eye. Vayichwish Bigdol, they took off their clothing as a simon of Avdus. Vayasimu Tachtov El Gerim Hama'alos, they went on the steps, they put the begadim under him, and they accept him. The Malbim says this was Yad Hashem. This is not normal to accept him over them, right? Right after their first say that, oh, this Navi is a Meshugana, and now they say, oh, he must have done the truth, and he's the king. Kinnereh, looks like he didn't even want to. He was not acting as a leader, and maybe that's exactly why they wanted him. Vayisku'u ba'shofar, so they blow shofar and they're mamlechim. Interesting, why they blow shofar? Right, you would think, as we'll see, they wanted to keep it quiet, they wanted to keep it secret. Says the Mishpat Zozav, that was part of Hamlachas Melech. Right, by Shlomo, beginning of Sefer Malachim. Right, when David says, take Shlomo and part blow shofar with him, and that will make sure Adoniyo doesn't try anything. Uskatem ba'shofar v'amartim yichi ha'melech Shlomo. Yeah, and that's what they do. So, and that's also by the way, Rosh Hashanah. One of the 10 reasons Rav Sadia Gaon says that we blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah is we're being mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So too, here, they blow shofar because that's part of the hamlacha process. Vayomru malach Yehu, and they all declare, Yehu is memelech. Vayis kasher Yehud ben Yehoshaphat ben Imshiel Yoram. And they start gathering and rebelling against Yoram, who, as we mentioned, used to be called Yehoram, now it's Yoram. Maybe the Shem Hashem is out. Vayoram hayas shomer baramos gilad, huvecho yesom nechazo melech Aram. And he is convalescing, he's trying to get better in Ramos Gilad, because of the how he got injured when he fought Aram. Vayashav Yoram HaMelech, and Yehoram is there, and the Yehu starts attacking. And Yehu tells his men, nobody leaves alive. Vayirkav Yehu Vayelech Yisraela, ki Yoram Shochev Shama, Vachazio Melech Yehuda, Yara Liro says Yoram. As you know, the two kings who are going to meet their demise are both there. The Tzofeh, there is a lookout that sees people coming, and he tells them, there's a lookout, there's a group coming. Yoram says, send somebody and see if they come in peace. The messenger goes, doesn't come back. They send the second messenger, doesn't come back. Now, he says, okay, Vayagad Atzof Elimar, Bo'ad Alam Velo Shav. He didn't come back, but Vahamina Kimina Geo Ben Nimshi Ki B'Shigaon Yinhag. Same type of word. I don't see who it is, but I could see how he's riding. And it's a Yehu Ben Nimshi type of riding. He must have had a very clear, open, unique way of riding his chariot, his horse. And Yehoram is obviously worried. Esar v'esarichbo, get your chariot. V'yetzi Yehoram melech Yisrael, v'achazim melech Yehuda, they go out with their chariots. And they happened, just so happened, obviously not just so happened, v'yimsa'uhu b'chelkas Navos ha'Yisraeli. Navos is vineyard, where he was killed from. That's exactly where this battle takes place. Vayikiros Yoram es Yehu, Vayomer HaShalom Yehu. Shalom, what's happening? Vayomer says Yehu, Ma Shalom, Matznuni Zevelimcha, Kshafel Rabim. Your mother is still being involved in Znus and magic. Yehoram realizes that this is bad news. He turns around and starts running. Vayehu Milei Adob HaKeshes, Yehu, the strong man, pulls back his arrow. Vayachas Yoram Bein Zroav, he hits Yehoram straight through between the shoulders. Vayetzi Achetzi Milibo, goes straight through his heart. Vayichra Berichbo, and he dies right there. If you remember, we quoted the Medrash Tanchuma in Rashi earlier in the first pasuk in Perek Dalid, where it says the wife of one of the Nevi'im, and we mentioned that was the wife of Avadia, was crying to Elisha that they're going to take my sons. Who's going to take sons? So Avadia had borrowed money, and Yehoram was charged, Ben Achav was charging interest. He hardened his heart against the Almana and against the Yisomim. So the heart that was hardened was killed right through his heart. That's what Rashi quotes earlier. Again, this parak is all about Mida Kenegan Mida, exactly. Vayomer, Pasachathe, Yehu even says to his sidekick, El Bidkar Shalisho, Tsa Hashlicha Bechalkasei Navos HaYisraeli. Throw the body right in here, into the field of Navos. Ki Zachara Niviata, don't you remember? Es Rochvim Tzmadim Achrei Achav Aviv. We were riding with Achav and Hashem Nasa Alav. Hashem already said the prophecy that Dmei Navos, as Dmei Banav Isi Emesh, he killed Navos, he's going to have to pay for it right here. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Memchet has a machlokes. What do you mean the sons of Navos? Only Navos was killed. So there were 2 days whether he actually had sons who were also killed, or maybe it means the potential children, like it says by Cain and Hevel, Demei, right? Demei v'dam v'dam zariyosav, all of that. But either way, they throw his body in, and he is eaten by the dogs. As we know, that's Yehoram. Next, Achazio, the king of Yehuda, is running away. There's differences in the how exactly he was killed between here and Divrei Hayamim, whether he was killed here on the run, or whether he went into hiding, and then they caught him, and then he was killed. Either way, you got to put the two versions together. Maybe he was shot with the arrow, and then he was dying in the cave. Either way, he is killed at this time. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin Kuf Beis, even at this time, while he's on the run, he ran into a cave, and what were the last things he was doing? He took a Sefer Torah, and he was cutting out the Shemos of Hashem, and putting Shemos of Avodah Zarah in its place. Unbelievable, Megadef, blaspheming God type of activity, and he died. He died there, Rachman al Aslan, even though he's from Malchus Yehuda, but he is not deserving to live. But he does get buried. He's brought back to Yerushalayim, and he's buried in Ir David. And then the parak just ends off with the demise of, with the killing of Isabel. She looks out the window, she puts on some makeup, which, what does that mean, putting on makeup? Maybe she was going to try to seduce him, maybe she was just going to be strong in front of him. V'yehu bo bashar, and Yehu comes in, pasuk lamed aleph, v'tomer ha-shalom, she says ha-shalom, Zimri horeg adonav. What did she mean by that phrase? Zimri who kills his master. That was a king a few kings ago that killed his own master, who assassinated. So is this an insult? Yeah, you also killed the master? Or is this saying, it's okay, you can be the king now, just like you killed your master. I'll be subservient to you. It's unclear. But in any case, Vayisapanav el achalon, he looks up at the window and says, who's with you? And two, shlosha sarisim, two or three men, they look down, and he says, throw her out the window. Vayiz midamai lakir, she's thrown out the window, she dies on the spot, and vayir mesena, he goes over and tramples her to fulfill the nevuah that took place. Right after that, vayavo, vayochal, vayesht. And Yehu goes in and has a suda, the Rinas Yitzchak says, right, like by Achav, ba'avod reshoim rina, right, when the wicked are removed from the world, there is a celebration, vayomer piktu nas aru azos v'kivru, and in the middle of the meal, he says, you know what, go bury her, kibas melachi, she comes from royalty, and they go out, there's nothing left, besides the gulgolas, the raglayim, and the kapos yadayim, the head, the leg, the feet, and the hands. The Radak has 2 days here, whether because there was nothing left, she totally didn't get to even left that, because there was nothing much to bury, and that's a full kiyum of Ein Kover, or maybe they buried these last little things, because the Medrash says, the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, that she used to dance at the weddings, and she used to clap at the levayas, so she had a little bit, again, Mida Keneged Mida, a little bit of Zechuyos in her, so those were Zocha to be buried, and even though those were buried, it wouldn't be a violation of burial because, you know, most of her was not buried. The Rinas Yitzchak suggests, maybe this is the 2 days are debating whether there is a chiv of kvura on limbs, if you don't have rosh and rov of the body. The Mishnah Melech says that there is a mitzvah of kvura only on rosh over rubo. Meikra didn't. Tosfos Yantiv, he quotes him. Misach HaShavis quotes, no, even a Kazayas ben Ames. There's a separate machlokas. We mentioned this back in Sefer Shoftim about Evarim. Right, somebody has something amputated. Is there a chiv of kvura? We do bury, but that might just be because we don't want something, a kohen to be walking by and being metame. So most achronim assume me ikir hadin, there is no chiv, it's just preventative. The Shvus Yaakov writes in a tshuva in Kuf Aleph, imuchuyav likbaro so ever olo. He says, lachora nirad yesh lakavro, lachora. It talks about the mukesh chinzro oseyem that are matame, and the Medrash says vayikbar ba'are gilad. He was buried in the cities of. What do you mean cities? He only died in one place. No, it says that his body parts fell off. Akin vayanes, but when you look at it, tira shekol ze yish litchos de ein ze mitzad achi of likvar. After Dana Mechuyev Likbar, there's no Chiyev. It's just Shaloyikansu Sham Konim Yitamu Bo. That's what the Shos Yaakov says. That's what the Nodeb Yehuda says in Yoredei Tinyana Simen Reish Tes. There's no per se Chiyev Akfura, but we do it out a little covet amaze beyond what we have to do or preventative from Kohanim. Either way, Vayashiva Gidulo, they come back into the house. They tell Yehu, this is the story. And he says, oh, this is exactly what Eliyahu Navi said was going to happen. Yochlu HaKlavim is Basari Zevel, Vaisa Nivlesi Zevel, Kidomein Al Pnei Adama. Rashi quotes, Kidomein is Kizevel. The Emes Yaakov says, it's Ezevel and Zevel. That's related words. That's where she came from. That's what her life was about. The terrible tragedies that she wrought onto Klal Yisrael, and she met her end, Mida Kenegan Mida. She was punished and murdered. Okay, Perek Yud, we are up to, as we continue with Yehu now being the king of Malchei Yisrael.